Pat McKenzie there. San Francisco was the title of that from 1966. Apologies for the slight feedback. Well, I've just turned the monitor down a bit now, and I'm trying to remember exactly what we had before that. We had the Monkees and Daydream Believer from, again, from the same year, 1966. It's 4:30 is the time on Radio Mersey Waves on 244 meters. We're off 305 just in the moment, but we should be back on before long. I'm playing all the classics, all the great records, seeing as it's an Easter Sunday. Apologies there about the slight fading on my speech. I'm playing all the great records this afternoon, seeing as it's an Easter Sunday. Like this one, which should be coming up now, from Donna Summer. A great classic now from 1982. We'll be right back. Apologies there for the slight feedback. This is Radio Mersey Waves on 244 meters, 1233 kHz, and medium wave. And the first medium wave is the first rock. As you will know, this is a new talking about it over the air, and it's just been, to be quite honest, it's just been one pain in the head, as far as I'm concerned, because there wasn't, initially, there wasn't even any DTI involvement. Apparently, the police just got into the studio with a completely spurious, irrelevant thing, which was nothing to do with the radio at all, and they seen that the station was being run from there. And they informed their superiors, the chief constable, and he in turn informed the DTI, and the equipment was taken, which in my opinion is absolutely pathetic, really. So they took two decks, a mixer unit and a tape machine, and some leads they did. Just a totally ridiculous situation, really. So as I said, don't really feel like talking about it much, because it's just been so annoying, really, to for something like that to actually happen. One from the Seekers now, from 1965. Eureka's there from 1965. We're going to 1975 now. We're a classic, a really legendary classic from a group that they didn't have many hits, actually. They only had this one from 1975, a group called Jigsaw. This is Mersey Waves on 244 meters, 1233 kilohertz, and the medium wave band with me, Bert Williams, taking you through till 5 o'clock this afternoon. Mark Wright follows me. Actually, it's not Katie. See, it's Mark Wright follows me at 5 o'clock. One of the things I was thinking I will say while I just passed through me behind a little while ago is for you people that are driving, because there's all kinds of silly things actually going on if you do much driving, especially on the motorways, because I remember I was going down the motorway not so very long ago, and I was in the middle lane passing some traffic on the inside lane, a car on the inside lane, and somebody starts flashing his headlights behind me, obviously, because he has to slow down a bit. I was doing about 65-70, and the outer lane was clear for him to pass, but it was obviously too much trouble for him to go into the outer lane. At least I think it was, anyway. But he started flashing his headlights because obviously he had to lose that slight bit of speed. And as far as I was concerned, that's completely within me rights, being in the middle lane to overtake this car. I felt so annoyed about it, I was going to sort him out. But what he does, he then goes into the outer lane overtakes and cuts right across the front of me. So I must admit, it's not surprising there's so many huge pile-ups and motorway accidents with that sort of thing going on. It's the aggression, really. I mean, I nearly lost my cool completely over it. He cut in across the front of me, and then I went alongside of him to have a look to see who was in there, like, because obviously I got the impression he must have fancied himself as being pretty clever, or whatever one would say. So I had a look at him, and then I got in front of him. I put my speed right up and got in front of him, and fortunately I managed to keep me cool, but I nearly lost it. But the thing is, the problem is, it gives one an idea how some of these motorway accidents must actually happen because of silliness like that and the amount of aggression and loss of tempers that are involved. And the next thing is, there's a big pile up and people are all crushed between wagons and vehicles. It's just totally ridiculous, really. Anyway, let's get back to the music.
With your masquerading and you always contemplating what to do in case happiness found you, can't you see that it's all around you? So follow me. Are you trying to prove it ain't true that your life has kicked you? It's your mind, and that's all that's tricking you. So step in line.
Crispy and St. Peter's there from 1966, the Pied Piper. Now, another thing I want to mention, well, I actually remember, is we've got a night out tomorrow night, the 31st of March, at Mar Baker's nightclub in Birkenhead. It's ATP admission, so we'd like you to come down there and show your support for Radio Mersey Waves, as we do seem to be having quite a bit of trouble at the moment. We lost equipment on Tuesday, and we may actually have more trouble coming. I'm not going to say exactly what this is over the air, but we may have more trouble coming. So we'd like you to get down, if you can, to the Mar Baker's Night Out, and it's in Conway Street in Birkenhead, and it's tomorrow evening. I'm just looking on the wall here, it doesn't actually say what time it starts, but I gather it's about 7 or 8 o'clock. It's ATP admission, so try and get down there and show your support for Radio Mersey Waves. As I said, we are having quite a lot of problems at the present time. So I thought I'd say that while I actually remember. Another record now from 1975 by a group called Harpo from 75, this particular one.
Pretending that you are a movie.
classic there from Lulu from 1969, that particular one. We're going back now to 1965 with a classic from The Animals.
Baby, do you understand me now? 'Cause I feel a little mad. Don't you know that no one alive can always be an angel? When things go wrong, I seem to be bad. I'm just a soul whose intentions are good. Oh Lord, please don't let me be misunderstood. Joy that's hard to hide, and sometimes it seems that all I have to do is worry, and then you're bound to see my other side. Sometimes I find myself low regretting some foolish thing, some simple thing I've done. I'm just a soul whose intentions are good. Oh Lord, please don't let me be misunderstood.
With the home of good music on the quality sound of Radio Merseywaves.
Well, it's 5 o'clock now here on Merseywaves, and that's just about it from me from this Easter Sunday. Mark Wright follows me now, so I'd like to wish you all a very good afternoon. I'd just like to say that we're back on 305 now. The problem seems to be sorted out.
Yeah. Genau das war sein. Er war ein Virtuose, war ein Rock'n'Roll. Und alle suchten noch heute Captain Rock Me Up.
Rock Me Amadeus from Falco, 8 minutes past 5 o'clock on Radio Merseywaves. My thanks to Bert Williams for doing 3 to 5. And actually, I must admit, I did try to talk before, in between the first and the second record, But there was a problem with my brain. I didn't switch the microphone on. And so I think we're coming out now, the vocals loud and clear. Okay, we're live on 244 and also 305 meters as well this afternoon. We're testing on 305, which converts to 981 kilohertz. So if you want to try us further up the band, that is left of Radio 1, then we're also up there coming out loud and clear this afternoon. Good afternoon to you. Mark Wright standing in for Keith the Chief. And a lot of mail to read out that was destined for Keith the Chief, and he can't make it for this show between 5 and 7. So I'll be getting on with those letters very shortly after Queen and something called A Kind of Magic.
A kind of magic. One dream, one soul, one prize, one goal, one golden glance.
A new entry in the chart this week, a Queen from a new film called Highlander and A Kind of Magic. 13 minutes after 5 o'clock, and myself, Mark Wright, standing in for Keith the Chief this afternoon. Keith not able to be here, but I'll give you a rundown of this evening's programs in a moment or two, and you'll see that Keith is back here later. We heard Beth Williams between 3 and 5, and following me at 7 o'clock, it's young Peter Thomas. 3 hours of Peter, 10 till 12, Mark Newman, 12 to 1, Keith the Chief, and 1 to 2, Mad Mike. And we close down at 2 o'clock Monday morning and open again 7 o'clock Monday, Bank Holiday Monday, right through till 7 at night. 12 hours tomorrow. And then, of course, the Radio Merseywaves' latest night out happening tomorrow night at Mar Baker's nightclub in Birkenhead, and I'll give you the details of that later on. Well, I've quite a few letters for Keith's show, which I'll be reading out in a few minutes. Most of them, though, are for a little later on, between 5.30 and 7, so we'll be taking a look at those a little later on. If you have written into Keith, I'll be reading the letters out in his absence. Well, this is something that on Radio 1 at the moment the chart show hasn't got because it's not in the top 40 yet. We're playing music far in advance of the BBC. Brand new single from George Michael on Epic Records. And A Different Corner. Originally, but he's still sounding good. George Michael, his new single, and it's going to be an absolute monster hit, and you won't hear that on the top 40 going on Radio 1 at the moment because it's not in the top 40 yet. We've got all the best new records, and I'll be playing a lot of new stuff between now and 7 o'clock, the most upfront station, Radio Merseywaves on Sunday afternoon. And it's not been a bad day, really, weather-wise. Quite nice and sunny. There's not been much rain today at all, and the wind's eased off a little bit, so, yeah, quite a nice. And also, of course, because the clocks went forward last night at 1 o'clock to 2 o'clock, it means we've got an hour extra of sunshine every single day leading up towards the summer, which is good news. And that's why I think it's still pretty nice and bright and light out now, 18 minutes past 5. And Mark Wright standing in for Keith the Chief. And I'll be doing a disco down tonight at the Traveller's Rest in New Brighton. A bit of a one-off for a Sunday, because it's Easter Sunday and everyone's off work tomorrow and stuff. So I hope you'll get down and playing some good sounds there between 8 and 10.30 tonight at the Traveller's Rest, where Barry Noble was this lunchtime. He's there every single Sunday. Right, don't forget about the Mercy Race night out tomorrow night. Come and support your local free radio station. We need all the support we can get at the moment. As Bert Williams was no doubt telling you before. It's 80 pence on the door. There's a free raffle ticket with that, and you come and you can win a cash prize or some records. We've got a lot of records and stuff to give away. Tell your friends about it, and that's at Mar Baker's Nightclub in Conway Street, tomorrow night between 8 o'clock and 11, and we hope to see you there. As I say, a lot of new records on the show between now and 7 o'clock. This is going to be a monster hit when it finally gets into 40. But Damien, the Time Warp.
Time is fleeting. But listen closely, not for very much longer. I've got to keep control. I remember doing the Time Warp. Strange case, moments when the blackness would hit me, and the void would be calling. A jump to the left. With your hands on your head.
You're bringing me in the inside. But it's a pelvic thrust that really drives you insane.
Jump to the left. With your hands on your hips.
To the left.